County this year is going to come in with a slight surplus going into the reserve, and that's because of good programming and also because of the fact that we used a lot of federal dollars to do capital improvement projects, whether it be new elevators, a complete rehab of the tower at the airport, and a $2 million earmark from Tim Walberg. Thank you, Tim Walberg. And moving forward with that, that'll be all opening up in 2025, so we'll be in real good shape financially. The next 3 to 5 years, it's going to be a lot tighter. We'll watch that reserve kind of come down is what it's looking like. Going forward, as we know, there's already been some different agencies that have had pauses from the federal government. We were directly touched with our emergency management planning office. That had a pause that occurred to it, but we're working through that right now. And we're still planning our table exercises and organizing things to make sure that the Jackson's primary and emergency units are fully trained and fully staffed and those programs countywide.